Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So I saw that Fred Smith passed away over the weekend. Fred Smith was a minority owner with the Redskins during the Dan Snyder era and also was the founder of Federal Express. Interestingly, Danny, this is Arthur Smith's dad, Arthur Smith, who started his career in the National Football League in Washington, not coincidentally, and who became an offensive coordinator and a head coach with the Atlanta Falcons and is now calling plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Fred Smith, founder, revolutionized delivery industry, died at 80. And I was thinking about his life and kind of his career and the fact that when he really became front and center in D.C. was when he and the other minority owners got into a massive fight with Dan Snyder that resulted in Dan having to sell the team. Now, it's not one-to-one. It's not direct. Just nothing is, really, right? There's a lot of heroes in that story, including the women that were harassed who came forward and the pen being mightier than the sword with columnists and writers like Liz Clark of the Washington Post and so many others. But I really genuinely believe, knowing what I know about that whole situation, that the minority owners falling out with Dan Snyder and their hatred for him was one of the biggest driving forces of him being ousted. And they basically, in this feud, in this war, decided we're not going to lose. And the only thing this guy wants is to keep his team. And it's going to not happen if we have anything to say about it. So I tweeted about this and I said, you know, Fred Smith passed away. There's very few people as instrumental as the minority owners were in getting this thing sold. You wouldn't believe the responses from people who know him more synonymously with basically the end of the Redskins' name. Mm-hmm. Because at Federal Express, remember, FedEx threatened to pull the branding off the stadium if the team didn't change their name. And that was the first company that did it that led to a bunch of other places where they sell uniforms and jerseys and all this other stuff. So he was also instrumental in the name being repealed. There's no doubt about that. But it was kind of part and parcel. Dan doesn't sell the team if the name never changed, in my opinion. And the changing of the name was like the first
major crack, yeah,
in the war against Dan Snyder, so to speak. And so I really believe that if not for Fred Smith and Shaw and the other owners, remember, wasn't there like a lawsuit
Absolutely.
At one point in time between Dan and these guys where he's basically saying they're the leaks on some of these stories? I 100% believe, without guessing sources for every different individual report, that all the stuff you saw that took down Dan Snyder, these guys were heavily involved mm-hmm. in getting the information out to the media and undermining Dan, and they're a huge reason why he's gone. I really believe that. But a lot of people had very negative, awful things to say posthumously because they're like, this is the reason why the name's not Redskins. And I found that kind of sad that the right after his passing, you know, that's your anger. But I just wanted to bounce that off of you and see what you thought about that, where I actually got to thinking, I didn't want to do the topic. I know the junkies talked about it today. It almost seemed like there's more animus to him that the name's not Redskins than there is thanks to him for his involvement in getting rid of Dan Snyder, which seems a little backwards to me.
Well, I here's what I think about that. I think the majority of the folks that tune into the game on Sunday, right? Like all you've ever done is love the team. And if people want to paint that guy, this hypothetical fan, as a villain for that, have at it, Hoss. I guess my point is, though, we forget, I think, on our side, how not necessarily totally plugged in to every machination that average fan who watches the game on Sundays might be. They may not know about that lawsuit or that Snyder accused Shar of trying to extort him or the money that Snyder allegedly, you know, borrowed in terms of credit that the other minority owners didn't approve of. And
that
the infighting.
Whole Van Natta story yeah. about the minority owners and all the laws and things that Dan had broken and done wrong.
I mean, we're reading it like, Wile E. Coyote eyes on it. And, you know, again, the regular rank and file probably don't know, don't care, right? And so the only thing they do know him for is the old team name. So, you know, I empathize with that, but I guess it doesn't shock me. Like, to me, there's a balance sheet. Right.
Here's how I'd push back. A lot of people said, oh, give me a break. They weren't that big of a deal and all that.
Right, because they don't know.
I would agree with that. I think there is an ignorance, possibly, as to how important the minority owners were. And basically, when they went to war with Dan Snyder, it wasn't about territory. It wasn't about land. The winner of that war was going to be whether Dan Snyder ever owned the team or not, you know, after they were done. And I really believe it got to a point where Fred Smith and Dwight Schar and whoever else in that minority ownership group just kind of decided, we're going to take this thing from him eventually. And they felt like it was worthy and warranted, and I think a lot of us would agree. But if you want to be upset that he was largely responsible for or instrumental, let's say, in the name no longer being Redskins, I think that's probably true. But I think that was a microcosm of the fight to get Dan to sell the team. It was basically a casualty in that war, if you will.
Yeah, it was a big salvo, right? Where that was, as you said, kind of the first inescapable domino. I mean, to me, the biggest thing that happened, and this isn't to disrespect, as you said, the brave people that came forward, the victims here, but the most important thing for the NFL to finally get off its duff and actually do something was ultimately this sale to buy out the minority partners. Snyder blocked Schar from this potential sale. That leads to lawsuit. That leads to discovery. That leads to Snyder being allowed to take out this huge line of credit and then not being able to turn around and get cash back. So the league and these minority owners are basically playing three-dimensional chess, backing Snyder into a corner where he quite simply didn't have the money anymore, which sounds crazy for a billionaire, but he wasn't going to be able to pay. He wasn't going to be able to fulfill the debt obligation.
There's a reason you've got minority owners.
Yes.
Josh Harris needs Mitch Rales and
it's
Mark
the cash
Ryan
influx.
And Magic Johnson and company.
Look at the Lakers. And I'm not saying that the Buss family's doing poorly, but you basically do nothing different. And now you've got, I'm making up a number, $5.5 billion in your bank account. Your net worth was always a huge amount, with the Lakers being worth $10 billion and everything that you have is tied to that. But instead of just the net worth on paper, you have in that little column, when you open up your little your Merrill Lynch bank account, it says $5.5 billion in there because they got minority ownership to pay the cash. And so that's really what happened. There is no way to tell the story of Fred Smith, Rothman, and Schar, but Fred Smith, again, probably one of the three leaders here, and not basically say, here are the direct links to Snyder not owning the team anymore. And I think a lot of folks are generally, I don't say unaware of that, but not really clued in to the outweighing or outsized import that process had to move Snyder off of this organization. And I think that's so people go, what did Fred Smith do? Got rid of the team name. Maybe. I mean, instrumental in that, but the big picture stuff, I don't think they are as clued into. That's my reaction.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.